I'm happy now to welcome Rabbi Min Kantrowitz. She's author of the new book, Counting the Omer, a Kabbalistic Meditation Guide, and she will be at Collected Works Bookstore in Santa Fe tonight at 6 in the evening. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much.
So this is a book which is really a hands-on meditation guide as opposed to a book that you sit and read through. First of all, what is the Omer? What do you mean by counting the Omer?
There's an old Jewish practice, actually based in biblical text, of counting the 7 weeks between the holiday of Passover, which we celebrate beginning next week, and the holiday of Shavuot, Shavuos, which happens 7 weeks later. And during that period of time, it's a time to move from a condition of slavery to a condition of freedom to revelation, which is what happens at Shavuot. So the idea of this period of time of counting, the Omer was a certain measure of grain that was brought to the ancient temple. And so the period of time used to be an agricultural preparation for the harvest, and now it's become a spiritual preparation for the harvest of receiving wisdom.
And so what do you do in each of those 49 days? I mean, cultivating wisdom is something that one thinks of doing over a lifetime. This is pretty condensed.
Well, you know, in Jewish tradition, we've got one-day holidays and two-day holidays and seven-day holidays, but this is a 49-day period of time where each one of the 49 days has a particular theme based on the Kabbalistic notion that there are emanations of godliness that are also reflected in humans, and that by cultivating some of those qualities, we can go further along our spiritual paths. So, for example, one day might have the focus of loving kindness within setting appropriate limits. And so the theme for that day, and there are affiliated meditations and exercises on that day, would have to do with how do you concentrate on that particular theme along your path.
And that's one example, and there are many others that you basically can meditate on. What is the nature of the actual practice? What do people do? What does it look like?
Well, for each of the days, in the Kabbalistic tradition, there are considered to be four worlds of reality, a physical world, an emotional world, an intellectual or a cognitive world, and a spiritual world. So for each of those four worlds, there are exercises and activities for a particular day. So, for example, the first day where we eat bread after Passover, which is the eighth day of the 49 days, on the physical level, we're asked to eat that first bread after eating matzah all through Passover and really chew it slowly and appreciate the sense of the new that follows the restraints of Passover, etc. In the emotional level, we're asked to recall a time when we felt wonderful after making a difficult choice, after making a kind of discernment that was challenging for us. On the level of wisdom, there are some biblical quotes, and the idea of examining a piece of sacred text with the idea of discernment from a spiritual level. And on the spiritual level, to do some deep contemplation on the theme of loving kindness using some new approach that you hadn't tried before. Some approaches include counting breaths, gazing at candles, meditating on certain aspects of certain psalms, raising a shout, as in Psalm 66, silence is praise, as in Psalm 65, etc. But the thing that's interesting is that for each of the 49 days, there are particular themes and particular actions, so that you actually have something to do every day as opposed to just go and meditate.
We're talking to Rabbi Min Kantrowitz. So this is called a Kabbalistic Meditation Guide. What is the Kabbalah?
Kabbalah is a large word that comes from the Hebrew word lekabel, which means to receive. And it basically refers to the received mystical and esoteric traditions of how to become closer to an interaction with the divine, with God, with the ultimate source, and to do this through a variety of practices. Kabbalah has developed over time a kind of model of how the universe works and how God works and how we as humanity created in the image of God can get access to these aspects of godliness in our own lives, in our own bodies. So, for example, each of the 7 weeks of the counting of the Omer period is associated with one of 7 out of the 10 spherot, or emanations of godliness in the world. So the first week is associated with endless loving kindness, and the second week is associated with the godly ability to restrain and carefully discern one's actions and thoughts and activities in the world. And the next week is associated with harmony and beauty and balance, etc. So each one of these themes, which appear throughout Kabbalistic literature, is reflected for each one of these 7 weeks of the Omer counting period. And the idea is that this is a cumulative practice, and so throughout the 7 weeks, one becomes more and more able to be close to a spiritual condition in which whatever will be revealed will be more easily accessible because we'll be more open.
Rabbi Min Kantrowitz is the author of the new book, Counting the Omer, A Kabbalistic Meditation Guide. And once again, she will be at Collected Works Bookstore tonight at 6 o'clock. And it sounds like a kind of a universal practice that transcends the boundaries of any one religion.
Absolutely. We can all do things in our own lives to get closer to the larger meaning of being here. So thank you.
Thanks so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. I'm Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company, streaming on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and you can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, Good Morning Jazz features new releases by Tia Fuller, Mose Allison, and Dave Holland. Tomorrow, Robert Knott will not be with us. We'll be talking about the Cooking with Kids program. Have a great day. Hasta la vista.